the darkness of the night. Temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
And tell us about your gallbladder.
I don't want to.
Please.
It's gross. It's inside me and it's gross.
Everyone has one.
Yeah, everyone's do. Everyone everyone has their gallbladder. Come on, talk about yours.
I could tell you about roller coasters.
You could tell me about roller coasters.
Did you go on roller coasters?
Do you want?
I did.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you were just wrestling gators all week.
No.
Did you even come across one?
I went to an amusement park that had gators like as an exhibit, but no, I did not see a real wild gator. I wanted to see a wild gator so bad.
Well, I wouldn't.
Well, why didn't you go see one?
Maybe at a far distance.
Where do you go to just see
a gator? The Everglades?
They have alligators everywhere.
Well, then why are you asking me?
Not here. That's why I live here.
Sam goes, where do you go to see an alligator in the wild? Well, the Everglades.
No, they're everywhere.
Okay, they're everywhere.
I didn't say no. I mean, all right. I show up to the Everglades. Now where do I go? Exactly.
You found one.
No, I didn't.
Did you find any manatees? I know you were really excited about that.
No, we didn't actually end up doing that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Sounds like a pretty lame trip.
Searched for shark's teeth instead.
That sounds like a
You opted out of manatees?
So it was a potential manatee.
To look for rocks?
There was no guarantee there was even going to be manatees
rocks.
There.
He skipped swimming.
How was there a guarantee that there were going to be shark teeth?
Yeah, because
that's
everywhere.
That's how that works.
They're like all over the place. Okay. You literally did skip on swimming with nature's...
We thought we might
one of
do
their
it.
Most gentle giants.
There's no guarantee we'd see the sea cows.
Sea cow.
Speaking of gentle giants, I was shocked. You guys are getting a little glimpse into our personal... I guess this is the episode. I guess we started.
Oh,
sure.
We're in it.
I sent these two a video. There's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I didn't get any kind of reaction out of my two friends. Kevin
I don't think
Sam.
I watched it.
I don't think I watched it either.
You didn't watch it?
Is it the last one you sent us?
No, the one with the whale.
The whale?
I don't remember that.
Neither of you watched my GD video that I sent you. What kind of friendship is this?
The whale?
There's a video that got reported all over the place yesterday.
Kayakers?
Because, yes, two kayakers just out and about on the ocean got eaten by a whale.
They got... Wait,
well,
what?
It says nearly.
Nearly.
Okay.
They didn't die. Everyone's okay.
Do you have any idea how...
Do you know what the difference between nearly and,
and not
nearly is?
Listen, all I'm saying
I watched the
video.
We're not going to watch the... Oh, wait. It's like 20 seconds.
Yeah, that, for sure. Watch it. I'll talk while you watch it.
Is it like a baleen whale or like... Oh, my sweet mother.
In their mouth. Into its mouth.
Oh my goodness gracious.
If you were, there's another kayak there and you would just be in awe.
There are two videos.
It's completely powerless.
There are your buddies just kayaking next to you and a whale eats him.
There are two videos and a third kayaker. Oh, so there's four kayaks total in this. The one that gets eaten, the two that videoed, and the yellow one in the video. The reaction from every video is staring or a... like as it's happening.
Well, then what else would you do? It's like one of those things that's so horrifying that you can't look away, but it's also like
they both survived.
I am absolutely
though.
Powerless.
They both survived. They're all good. But they were inside of it.
They were actually inside.
Inside
the
of its mouth. One of them was. I think the other one like jumped out. Like
you'd
you could
never
see her, like, slip out.
You'd
the side.
Never touch water again.
Never.
I'm currently
ever.
Not going to touch water ever.
Ever
again.
Wait, how did it get out of its... Did the whale just know? It
so,
was like, ew,
so
gross.
I looked in the comments of these videos, and if a human ends up or something too big ends up in a whale's mouth, they have like like they'll push it out. Like they'll
use they have because their throats are tiny.
Their throats are the, that's what I also learned. Their throats are the size of an grapefruit. Orange.
Agree
to
disagree.
It's
an orange.
Look it up.
Some kind of citrus.
This is important.
It's the size of a citrus. Melon. But it's that small. And if there's anything that they're like, uh-oh, can't swallow that, they just push it out with their tongue. They'll just push it right out.
Well, that's comforting to know.
It is. However, but people still die. There have been cases of that this type of thing happening, and the whale just swims too low after, and they drown.
Oof.
Yeah, that's a bad time.
I would think that they just get smashed by the tongue. That tongue would wreck you.
Here's my question. If a whale bites you, goes down.
It can't really bite you.
He gets you in his maw.
His dirty, fishy maw.
Ew.
How long does it take to orient yourself after you're out? Like, is it like, that's a good question. Is it clear to you which way is up?
Once your head's sticking out of the water,
out of the whale?
Yeah. He spits you out and you're like, whoa. You're like upside down. Do you know you're upside down?
You immediately know where you are.
I don't know if
Sam, the whale doesn't freaking take away gravity. You get spit out, you're immediately going to know which way is up.
No. Where are you imagining being spat out like under the water?
Yes.
Then yeah, he has a point. Like if you're completely submerged, you'd be at least disoriented.
At least.
You have gravity. If you close your eyes and you turn upside down, you know right then and there that you're upside down.
Even underwater?
I don't know about that.
Yes, underwater. The gravity! Gravity still exists whether you're above water or underwater. It's pulling the blood to the bottom of, to the top of your head.
I think if you were like 7 feet down, just submerged. You're 7 feet down, just submerged.
I need a scientist. I need a scientist.
I think if you were to like wake up 7 feet underwater, you would have no idea which way it was up. Unless you could like look around and see it.
I think I would agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think if it was pitch black, you wouldn't be able to orient yourself. I don't know, though.
I don't know.
And I probably sound dumb saying
that. When I do a backflip underwater, which I can do.
He's very talented.
Yeah, you guys should watch me sometime. But when I do a backflip underwater.
Shiz I've ever
that's because you feel the ground.
No. In the deep end, Sam, which I can do.
And you have a pre-existing like memory of which way is up.
And water shoots up my nose when I'm upside down. And that's a pretty freaking good indicator.
Yeah, that's fair. That's decent. But I might
swim. Because of gravity.
I'm trying to think, though. If I swam forward, would I think I was swimming up? I don't think so.
I don't know.
And
I think once you started swimming, you'd figure out, like, this takes more effort or less.
Pressure, you would immediately know because of pressure. If you swam in the wrong direction, you would immediately feel more pressure.
And more resistance. It's harder to go down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not immediately.
After a second.
You'd swim, like, an inch. That's
dramatic. But I'll give you like a foot or two. You'd be like a foot. You'd be like do a few strokes. And you'd be like, this is clearly the wrong direction.
I have a story from Autumn. She sent this in a couple weeks ago. When I was 20 years old, I moved back to my hometown with my boyfriend. We rented a small house from my parents, which we couldn't afford, since we couldn't afford much. The house used to be where a childhood friend of mine lived, so I spent many hours there. I was always a little frightened of the house, but chalked it up to being a little kid with a weird friend who could tell really scary stories. That's very flattering for you to say about your friend.
What? She had a friend?
She had a friend that lived in this house growing up, or this apartment, or whatever it is.
But this is her parents' house now?
No, this is her house. Okay. Her and her boyfriend.
So they were roommates.
Okay. Gotcha.
No, they're.
I was quoting a vine for the kids. For the kids.
Fast forward about 6 months, we were settled in and decided to get a puppy. He's an adorable gray and white schnauzer, weighs 10 pounds.
That is a cute boy.
We had noticed odd things like cabinets being opened or a light being on that were. That we were certain we had not done since the day we moved in, but didn't think much of it. I honestly think we both thought the other person was just messing around. But the dog, Thief, started acting odd.
Thief?
Your dog's
name is Thief. Or was there a dog
Thief? Better.
Or did the dog thief take your dog?
The dog is the thief.
Okay.
He's just...
Well, the dog is thief. He's not the thief.
That's, this he's is what, the, this he's is the a thief. Great...
Are
this
you
is
sure?
A, I'm not reading it. I can't look at the punctuation, but this is a great example of why punctuation is important, because the dog thief or the dog thief?
The dog thief.
I don't know. Which comma?
There's a
no
comma?
Comma?
There's a comma.
Okay.
His name is Thief. It's a proper noun. Started acting odd, like staring into a dark room and barking or growling at the air vents. Then one night, things turned frightening. Thief and I went to bed, and my boyfriend stayed in the living room playing a video game. From my bed, I could see down the hallway to the door where you enter the hall from the living room. About an hour later, my boyfriend walked to the hallway, turned around to the living room, and said, "Come on, buddy, it's time for bed. Seriously, Thief, come on." I raised up out of bed and asked what he was doing, and he said that the dog was just sitting on the couch staring at him and not minding. I laughed and told him to quit messing with me, and he angrily snapped that he wasn't messing around and the dog was being weird.
Things when are it, escalating yeah, that, very fast.
That's kind of an odd thing to snap
your
about.
Your dog's sitting... Okay, first of all, your dog's sitting there just like chilling. Things, and you're like, come here, thief.
Things
and,
get spookier.
And he's like chilling. And then you're like, get over here, thief. I'm serious. Okay, 0 to 10 there. And then your girlfriend, and then your girlfriend's like, hey, what's going on? And you're like,
shut
thief's
up.
Thief's not coming.
Hey, shut up. Like, I'm trying to get my dog.
LOL. Are you messing with me? No! I'm mad at you now. 0 to 10, number 2. Tensions are high. That's all. That's the bottom line here.
When I reached under the covers and pulled out a small sleeping dog and held it up for him to see, all the color drained from his face. He was an athletic guy, but I had never seen him run so quickly. He bounded into the room, slamming the door behind him, and leapt into the bed, almost landing on the dog and I. He explained that the dog had been sitting on the far end of the sectional couch, intently watching him play the video game the entire time I had been in bed. Part of me thought he was just trying to frighten me, but the other part of me was terrified that whatever was in the house would/could show itself as the dog to get our attention. About a week goes by with nothing big happening, and then I saw it. We were in bed, and my boyfriend was watching my boyfriend was watching a movie, and I was rolled over trying to get to sleep. I heard something on the floor, and I looked down and saw the dog looking at me, wagging his little nubbin tail. I lifted the sheet and rolled back to make room as I said, "Come on, boy." But as I was doing this, I felt myself roll onto the dog that was sleeping in the bed beside me.
Does this dog just sleep? It's only sleeping all the time. You know what?
I'm thinking it's a pillow.
I'm thinking it's dead, and this is the ghost of the dog.
Who's to say the dog is actually like, man, he sleeps all day. Who's to say animals can't astral project? We talk about people doing it all the time. Maybe dogs going for a little walk.
When a person astral projects, do you see their astral projection?
When they want that, maybe.
And the dog wants nothing more than to see its owner.
The dog is not self-aware, Houston.
The dog's not What?
He doesn't want anything except treats and belly
scratches.
So he's
aware he wants treats and belly scratches.
So that's not wanting them to see him. That's wanting treats.
Dogs want attention.
Dogs want love.
Okay. I'm not...
Kevin's a cat person. You're not going to get any sympathy.
I'm still not
from
convinced that they really know what that entails.
I was completely paralyzed with fear as I rolled... As I started into the pure black gloss... Stared into the pure black glossy eyeballs of whatever this thing was on the floor. Its tail was no longer wagging, and he somehow I had a smug human-like expression. I was afraid to look away because I didn't know where it would go or what it would do. My boyfriend realized what was going on, and when he jumped up to look over me, I must have blinked and the thing was gone just like that. We spent the next 6 hours sitting in the middle of the bed and praying for the sun to come up. Thankfully, I worked for a woman.
I know it's 1 a.m., God, but please. I'm sorry, that's me. It's probably a really scary experience. I don't mean to bash on you guys.
Thankfully, I worked for a woman that I knew would believe me, and she came over and blessed the house and smudged it with sage.
Smudged it?
And there's the smudgeness.
We still had weird things happen, but at least it stopped showing itself as my dog. We moved out not too long after that and had paranormal issues for the rest of our relationship.
We did have paranormal issues?
Yes, we did. And when we broke up, I got the dog, and I guess he got the ghost, because I haven't had any problems like that since.
That is a... Wait, that's still a big assumption. Like, I don't know what where things have landed in this relationship, but it might be worth a text one of these days. Like, hey, been a few years. How you doing?
The
ghost didn't come with me. I just want to make sure you're okay.
See, but I feel like you have it good now.
Or...
That's true. You don't want to poke that bear.
You don't stir the pot.
Yeah.
Or...
That's a spooky
pot. Or you do have the ghost, because... Clearly, you don't know until you freaking roll over on top of your dog.
You need to
Maybe you
both.
Guys both got the dog.
Maybe there are two dogs. Maybe they both surprised the other with a dog. And they just looked... No, this is dumb.
Do you leave your front or back door open ever?
For identical dogs?
Well,
Maybe it was a raccoon in your bed.
That'd be dope.
And then your dog teleported.
I'd be done with a raccoon in my bed.
If your dog is teleporting, then there's no need for the raccoon in the bed, Sam.
That's enough mystery in and of itself.
I was just thinking that, well, no, because then they'd have to be speedy as well. Well, no, not really. If they left a door open, like back doors open, geez, it's really hot in here. Want to save on the cashola, so let's just open the back door. Dog slips in. He looks exactly like your white and black schnauzer. Is that what it was?
Yep.
Then here he is. You have a friend. And then he left.
Maybe it was the dog ghost, past life? No, this is dumb. I have a news thing.
Wait. I just want to... I have to say...
Okay.
That you're okay. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it.
And if
this
it is a
ghost? This freaking dog
ghost
probably, as I've stated before, wants a freaking milk bone. Mm-hmm. And he wants a freaking belly scratch. And
yeah,
that's all...
While I want to say... Probably don't stir the pot. I want to assure you that by sending us this story, you have not stirred the pot. You have done as you should have.
Unless you're listening to this like in the car with your dog, then that's probably not great. And for all you know, I'm landing on that. Like, you could have the yang to this dog's yin. You could have the doppelganger for all you know.
What did you just say?
He said it backward.
Well, the yin's the good one. Yang's the evil one.
Okay.
And so that's why I said she has the yang to this dog's yin. Boyfriend might think
Kevin,
he has the dog.
Kevin said it best. Okay.
Okay. It's time to take a little trip down to Spookbuster Video. We've had a nice little cleansing of movies for a minute. And
COVID.
It's time to shut
everything down.
I know. The business
but
almost
now
died.
They're doing...
Thank goodness Spookbuster Video is thriving more than ever. And you know what? We're right past Halloween. And in the spirit of things, I thought I'd bring a nice Christmas tale right to your guys' front door.
A nice Christmas?
Yep.
Why?
That's what I said.
That's not a pun. You can't just say stuff for no reason.
Why is that a phrase that we have all leveled against one another at some point in this podcast? At some point, I have said that to you. At some point, I have said that to Sam, and vice versa.
What?
You can't just say things. You can't just say random things.
I am embarrassed.
Probably because we do just say things.
I want you guys to sit down in front of the hearth with a nice bottle of hot cocoa.
A warm
reused Gatorade bottle of hot chocolate.
It's clear that we're struggling very much in this episode, and we just need to ignore it.
For Santa Jaws.
Okay.
Santa Jaws is coming to town.
It's a pun. I didn't even realize it was a pun until just barely.
So I came across this movie.
So do I just put the whole bottle in the microwave? Or?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Why? No.
This is dumb.
Keep going, Houston.
So when I found this movie, my interest was piqued enough that I was like, I have to find the plot summary. I need to get the gory details of this movie, and you guys, I looked, but the only thing I could find at first was trying to survive the family Christmas, Cody makes a wish to be alone, which ends up backfiring when a shark manifests and kills his entire family.
Oof!
The shark
Merry
is
Christmas,
wearing...
Merry Christmas, Cody.
The shark,
you idiot,
is wearing, I would like to note, when a you Santa wish hat upon... on its fin for the entirety of the film.
You're kidding.
I'm
me.
Not. So I finally...
What is that about?
I finally found... A few more extra just juicy details into this fun flick. Cody is an aspiring comic book artist who happens to be gifted a pen which changes reality. As he first draws Santa Jaws, making it come to life as Cody's family and friends are picked off. First, no one believes him, but soon his remaining family and friends find out it's true and race to battle for survival. Who will win? That's it. That is the most detailed description I could find in this movie after searching for like 45 minutes.
There's so many unanswered questions.
So you watched the movie and
I didn't. It was $4 on Amazon Prime, so I didn't.
$4, that's a steal. Santa Jaws? Okay.
Santa Jaws is coming.
I need a full list of parody.
Sam, we're
lyrics.
Not about no. We're not gonna sit here for the next 10 minutes singing every Christmas carol that has Santa Claus in it.
How much
Santa
you want to bet?
Here comes Santa Jaws.
How is this thing killing anyone?
In the water
with his teeth.
So everyone's just okay. First of all,
sharks
it's Christmas.
Sharks have these things called teeth, and they're sharp.
Okay.
It could be in Mexico.
It's freezing cold in the water. It's December.
I am willing to bet before we
or
like,
it's Christmas.
Completely move past the heinous crime Sam
maybe
brought to the table.
Maybe he wears a coat.
Does the rest
he's Santa
of the world,
freaking Jaws, man.
He doesn't. The picture
I'm
shows
not
him
talking
not.
About Santa Jaws. He's in the water, sure. But everyone else is not in the water.
See, but Kevin,
you
we,
thought that
we maybe could be
wait,
we, yes.
You thought that when I said the weather was cold, that the shark was too cold in the water, and then suggested that maybe he has a coat.
I did.
Never mind that he is a shark.
Stop. Oh, stop.
Okay, I oh need gosh. To know if the rest of the world, do they celebrate Christmas in December or
oh
do they celebrate
gosh.
It in the cold
it's December.
Month?
I think it's December.
So half the world is celebrating
they could be,
it
they could
in
be
the
on
hot,
vacation.
Hot heat.
They could be vacationing. Yes.
Is that true?
Morning.
Yeah.
They could be
for sure.
Australia does it in their summer.
Okay, so this movie has to take place in Australia.
Wild to think about. Isn't it weird to think that people in Australia think about our Christmas and they're like, it snows?
Well, that's not necessarily true. It could be in Florida.
Yeah,
it could be in Florida.
Why aren't there any Christmas carols from Australia having to do with sunny beaches and sunburns?
They just haven't made it here
and
yet.
Sun.
What's their media influence?
What?
Not to
What are you talking about?
Most movies come from like Western.
I don't care about like, movies. I said Christmas carols.
Christmas.
He's talking about songs.
Why don't they? Why aren't there any?
Why
songs?
Are they not singing about the beach?
We're all singing about snow and winter wonderland. Let it snow. What are they singing?
There is a song called "Surf and Santa." I've heard it. It's real.
Okay.
It exists.
Have you not heard the Beach Boys' Christmas album?
It has
no.
Wait, no, I may have. But do they sing about being on the beach?
They're the Beach Boys, Kevin.
No.
What do you think?
Don't try that.
Why don't you sit for a second and stew in your own dumb question?
The point is, I don't know how, in all reality, Santa Jaws is just murking this entire family.
See, but you say that, but you just at the beginning of this episode, let me check 25 minutes ago, watched a whale consume two kayakers.
Okay.
Kevin, let me pose this
and we're
question.
In winter. We're currently in November. That's the fall, but it's whatever.
Okay, well, do you think that those kayakers were just freaking gonna hang around until the rest of them got eaten by a whale?
Let me pose
if
it.
One of your family members gets wrecked by a shark wearing a Santa hat, the last place that your family is going to go to.
That's fair.
Is the same
the
spot.
Rest, the rest of the
can
water.
I tell you, can I tell yeah. you how this happened?
Okay.
In the bathtub.
I've seen the trailer. There is no bathtub.
He swam up the drain.
That I can confirm.
He swam up the drain. Oh, like a chimney.
Oh,
he's
I
magic.
Do like that. You know what? We've made two jokes now.
He comes out of the kitchen sink and it's just
chomps your head
like
right off.
Water 1 second, and then an entire shark.
Just like Santa can get down a chimney, Santa Jaws can
appear at any moment.
Can go through all of your plumbing at any spot.
I wonder if he
sat down to drop a deuce. I don't think so.
If they didn't capitalize and give him like piranha elves, that would be a huge wasted opportunity. I kind of need to watch this to confirm two things. I need to confirm that I guarantee that there is a punny Santa Claus Christmas Carol in that movie. Just as like filler music, like maybe
whoa,
opening scenes,
what kind of punny?
Scenes.
You think that they're actually singing about Santa Jaws in the movie Santa
no,
Jaws?
No, not the people, like the track,
the track,
the, movie.
The score. You think that they wrote a song about Santa Jaws?
In this level of horror, I could see them doing something stupid
no.
like that.
No way.
Also, I don't think that faucet kill thing, maybe especially the bathtub. I don't think that's completely out of the question. The synopsis is that a pen. A magic pen brought this thing to life. I think it has
a what? How?
A Christmas pen?
Did you miss that part of the synopsis? Very beginning.
I must have.
Cody is an aspiring comic book artist who happens to be gifted a pen which changes reality. As he first draws Santa Jaws, making it come to life, Cody's friends and family are picked off.
Oh.
So
I thought he just wished for it for some reason.
For a Santa shark.
Well, not Santa. No, I thought I swear that's what you said. He
no.
said... He wished to be alone.
He did. That was in the first synopsis, the one that I kept seeing over and over.
Oh.
He wanted to be alone, which is... I
did
also
you even
wanted
read
to see,
the other one?
I did. But that's why I brought it up and made sure to finally find this second one, is every synopsis was just like, oh, Cody wants to be alone, and then he's sad that he's alone because the shark's killing his family. And then the slightly more detailed version is, oh, yeah, he got a magic pen, and he's responsible for the shark. Which is just a wild detail to leave out of a plot synopsis. Just a crazy, like a crazy specific thing.
Oh, what's Santa Jaws about? Oh, you know, a shark. It's a shark that has a Santa hat and it eats people.
Yeah, well, Kevin, I don't think you're that far off. But because of the pen synopsis, I don't think that...
Yeah, now it's
I don't think that drain kill is completely out of the question.
Now
I bet
you
we watch
pitch.
That. And I'd put down like 50 bucks that happens. 50 bones.
So are we gonna watch this movie or what?
We can.
I wonder if they hear sleigh bells.
How many stars do we give it?
So on Rotten Tomatoes, it has... Let me pull it up real quick.
I don't care about Rotten Tomatoes.
Why don't you care about Rotten Tomatoes? That's the go-to.
Dude, let's be real. Rotten Tomatoes is full of crap.
It's got 56 audience score.
That's not bad.
User.
That's more than
28
half.
28 user ratings. Out of 28 people...
28 people watched this movie.
and felt the need to review it on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well, guess what, Sam? That's 28 more people that watched that movie than your movie. Because you didn't make a movie.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah.
From December 27th, 2018, 2 days after Christmas, Alex Gordon said, "It asks for so little and gives so much. Thank you, Santa Jaws."
Dude, I love people.
Just old Alex Gordon.
He didn't even have to write that.
It was
he didn't have to write that.
It was 2 days after Christmas Day, and he thought, "I'm just missing the Christmas spirit. How do I get back into the Christmas spirit?"
By giving.
Thank
a
you.
Review.
Christmas came and went, and it just wasn't enough.
Thank you, Alex Gordon, from Pittsburgh City Paper. I hope I just didn't dox this man.
Okay, so I'm just gonna preface this next story, I guess you could call it. It's extremely brief, it's borderline off topic.
Okay.
But I just thought it was a very, very interesting post.
Okay.
It says, the title is, "So I'm playing the game my best friend and I are from, and ... That's the title. And he just repeats it here. He says, "So I'm playing the game my best friend Jack and I are from. You probably know that game as Minecraft story mode. Anyway, I got to season 1, episode 6.
What?
By the way, this is off topic, but this is on the paranormal, like,
subreddit.
Okay.
I am lost.
Anyway, I got to season 1, episode 6, and a guy who looks exactly like Jack makes a debut. In parentheses, the doppelganger is friends with the in-game Captain Sparkles. So, very confusing.
I know.
But what I've pieced together here is they're playing Minecraft.
There's also a Minecraft show, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, sure.
I think Minecraft, that's what they're referencing.
Minecraft story mode. Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. That's what it's called, Minecraft story
mode. Is that really? I just know, I think it exists. I'm not even 100% positive it's real.
But
feels like a fever
but they
dream.
See but they say that it's a game. They're playing the
maybe,
game.
Maybe so they're playing a game. They have their avatars. They see each other's avatars all the time. And now in season 1 episode 6, a character has been introduced for his new arc in the show, and he looks exactly like this question asker's avatar.
So okay.
His friend's avatar.
Or his friend's avatar.
This all wrong. Because
should I have just dumbed it? Should I have acted?
Wait.
Should I have acted aloof to get more story
Hold
out of
on.
This?
So he says that he's watching the show and he sees a character in the show that looks like his character in the game.
Yes,
his friend's character
is what I'm assuming.
Because that's not what he said.
What did he say?
He said he just looks like his friend.
Yeah.
The character or the character? Or
he
the-
says that we watch the show. Here's the character in the show. He looks exactly like my buddy Jack right here. And that was like...
Oh, what? Maybe I did get it wrong.
That's what raised my eyebrows.
Yeah. Yeah. This kid loads up Minecraft, has the default Steve skin, watches the show, and he's like... Duh, duh, duh. My character is in Dawn TV. There he is.
Because, yeah, see, like, I feel like that is more... I feel like he's not the only person that would do that. Like, see somebody in the show and be like, oh, my character looks like that guy. Do you know how many people play Minecraft?
Yeah, and also...
But what would be worth posting is if there's a character, a block-shaped character in a TV show that actually looks like your real... IRL friend.
What does your real IRL friend look like?
A block?
Is he a blockhead?
Is he a blockhead?
And now you are seeing why I brought this story
and this
to
is paranormal.
To
this
the round
is,
table.
I want every listener of this podcast to know right now, this is the kind of shiz we're looking for.
All you blockheads out there.
This is the kind of paranormal activity that we thrive on.
Hey, it's in the subreddit.
It's in the subreddit.
If it's in the subreddit.
Well, I don't. Never mind. No,
the mods do a good job here.
I would need to see. You know what? We have the power of the internet. Tell me the character's name one more time right now.
Paul. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You just read it.
Okay. Well, he says in parentheses, the doppelganger is friends with the in-game Captain Sparkles.
Good luck.
Wait. And then. Okay, so then the top comment is, that's Torque Dog. So whoever that
is. I'm Googling Torque Dog
and
Minecraft
then the next comment,
story mode.
And then the next comment, though, is, did you say you and a friend are ... from a game, italicized? And that's what I'm saying as well. They're literally talking about how they're from this game that they're watching on TV.
So here's
this post is just like... Question after question.
Here's Torque Dog pictured talking down to Jesse's gang.
Oh, gosh.
So I don't know. You guys can go ahead and Google Torque Dog if you want. He's just... Is your friend... He looks like a character off Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, that's exactly who I thought of. Is your friend just a total BA?
My best friend Dog the Bounty Hunter made an appearance in Minecraft. Explanation? Status deceased. This man died
Dude,
in the show.
Maybe. I was actually just reading about this today. Okay, bear with me here. I read in this science book today about how some dude thinks that it was like the science book of answers. It was like commonly asked questions about science, and here's the answers to them. One of the questions was, could there possibly be like an alien robot race out in the universe somewhere.
Robots.
And some dude.
Oh, you're. Oh, I thought you were asking me. Okay.
Some dude says, not only is it possible, but it's inevitable.
Oh.
And he says that. He says that they're basically like if there is whatever robot alien race is out there, they're so far ahead of us that they don't even want to bother with us. They're
probably.
Like, we're just like two primitive,
yeah,
idiot.
They look at
human
these
beings,
fleshy bodies that make
but
wild
then it
decisions,
went on to
and
say,
they're like, no.
Then it went on to say that we are like creating computers that can compute like quadrillions of equations in a second. And soon, well, not soon, but in the future, everybody's just going to replace their organic brains with computer brains and organic hearts with computer hearts, so that we just literally become robots and never die.
Honestly,
but we have all the info there. So so take that idea and just slap it into Minecraft. And now you've got...
Is this back to Minecraft?
Well, okay, so that's the prototype of this project.
What? What is... What? How?
So we're going to take...
You took me on a wild ride, and I thought you were leaving Minecraft planet?
No.
And you turned around the moon
and crash-landed...
We're taking
organic brain...
Right back into Minecraft.
We're taking organic brain and putting it into robot brain, but you have to freaking... Let's just take organic brain and put it into the computer world. Let's literally take the life that we're living here and insert it into a digital world. And let's call that game, that world, Minecraft. And now you have...
Why?
Because you can't die in Minecraft. Well, I guess you can, technically. But...
Not me. Too
But the Minecraft world is better than real life, maybe? Yeah? No?
I don't want to live in Minecraft.
Why? How... What?
Well,
what?
you technically could live forever, right?
Is that the goal?
Yeah,
to live forever, to achieve immortality.
No, that's the whole point of the robot thing.
Oh, I think you're talking about a Minecraft.
Well, that's what I'm saying is that we can't. I'm just saying that if that happens, the first thing we're not gonna like be just full on freaking like cyborgs. Very on square one. Start out. With a Minecraft-looking robot.
Like, are you trying to like subliminally try to like get us in the cult that you just recently joined? Like, this is the craziest shiz I've ever heard you ever talk about with like even kind of a serious tone in your voice.
My brain is still trying to wrap around
like,
it.
Like, you know how Minecraft is like a foretelling of our cyborg bodies?
There's a Minecraft guy that looks like a real human being.
Okay? What does that have to do with what you...
So what I'm saying is...
I'm trying, Kevin.
I am too.
They have seen this friend of
his. Based on how excited you are.
They've seen the friend of Jack, and okay. They go, we're going to... This is the kid. This is the gerbil. This is the guinea pig.
Okay.
And now we're making him in Minecraft form. Here he is, and here he is in the show, just because, you know, he's in the show. But this is the start.
I'm trying.
This is the start.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I truly can't. Like, I can't get it.
I want it, Kevin. You're passionate.
This
I want
the
passion.
The start.
I want the passion.
Of moving the entire human race into the Minecraft world.
You think we are all going to be uploaded into Steve's world?
Okay. Don't be so blunt about it.
Don't be so blunt about it. Well, yeah, when you put it that way, anything sounds dumb. Is that what you just tried to flip on
me? Well, I don't know, Houston. Maybe you'll choose not to, but maybe somebody will be like, hey, here's an opportunity to have your conscience placed into...
This is a Black Mirror episode.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's probably the best way to explain it. Now, just take... Merge Black Mirror with Minecraft.
Why?
I don't know, Houston. I wasn't the one that created the Minecraft character that looked exactly like a real human being. But here he is, and now I have to explain it because I'm on a podcast that does that.
Let's go back to Houston's metaphor.
Don't go to me. I can't.
No, we're going to Houston's metaphor of you flying into the moon. Why, when you wanted to travel,
oh my gosh,
maybe 100 yards left, 100 yards east, did you decide to take off, fly around the moon, and then land 100 yards east of where you initially landed? It seems like
what are you talking about?
This would have been a very easy story to tell. A very easy thing to explain.
Kevin's in a cult about Minecraft. Are we just going to gloss over that?
I don't think so, Sam. If I was just like, this guy got his conscience stuffed into a Minecraft character. You guys would have been like, question mark?
What if life was perpetuated into immortality?
That's what I said!
Based on your conscience being injected into Minecraft, and you became a character and lived forever. Done. How long did that take?
like 5 seconds.
Okay, well what you just said isn't like first grade, okay? That was like a complicated statement right there.
We're gonna cut
that. I apologize, I didn't just have that ready to go.
We're gonna flash cut to Kevin at home in front of like an altar, like soon all will be assimilated to Steve.
Soon we'll all be square.
I won't be the only one square any longer.
No.
Oh,
boo.
It's so funny. Oh, my gosh. Sam, do you have a story for me?
Yes. Hey, Phantasmagoria.
Real quick. I know I just said to our listeners at the beginning of this is the kind of thing we're looking for. Strike that from the record. Gone.
I apologize for taking so much of...
For sharing your scripture with us?
Whoever took the time to hear that out, I am genuinely sorry.
Hey, Phantasmagoria. I shared a story a while back and thought I'd share another. This is our good friend, Mosiah.
Mosiah!
Me and my family decided to visit an antique store my sister Eve picked out. The store claimed the items in it were either haunted or charged with spiritual energy. We were browsing the store when I came across a particular item. The item was a wooden staff, a little longer than a foot, and had a small bust crudely carved at the top.
That's a no-brainer.
Obviously
a spirit battery.
For some reason, I felt I really needed to buy it. However, it was $40.
Oof.
you don't need it. You need to pay your bills.
And I only had 30.
Oof! That's...
Oof!
So if this ends with "I stole it," I will send this story to the police. I'll do it.
Begged my mother for the extra $10, but she said I didn't need it.
Mom, you don't get it,
how
Mom.
Short-sighted.
How could she though? She didn't get the same kind of spiritual promptings that our friend got.
And I got very upset when my family told me I didn't need it. For some reason, I felt like I couldn't part with it, even though it was basically just a carved stick. I was around 12 or 13 at the time.
So
nobody's just selling freaking carved sticks for 40 bones unless they're packing some...
What if it's authentic? I was thinking maybe it's like
packing
a Native American...
heat.
Like maybe like an artifact?
Well, if it's a Native American artifact, then
you have
it's
responsibility.
Still a spiritual relic that
you have responsibility to buy
powers.
That and get it to the nearest museum. Stat.
Not museum. I feel that's...
What?
I don't know. Where people can see it? Shut up. I don't know.
It's probably already
you need
in
to find
a
out,
museum.
You need to find out the origin of this object, whether it be Native American or African or voodoo magic. Whatever.
Or D, all of the above.
You need to find out where the source came from in order to learn the special magics that go there. Having a conduit through which the magic can flow is key.
Is that not the object?
That's what I'm saying.
Ah.
But to not know or understand the magic at all, it's not going to do you any good. So you have to go find whatever this magic originated, wherever this thing originated, and you need to learn.
Well.
Hone.
Dude, okay. Let me just shorten this story.
Okay.
It's called Wooden Staff. It's magic. Wooden staff,
Kevin,
equals magic.
It can't be that simple. If it's that simple, where's your magic?
If it's that
staff?
Simple, why is there a wizarding school, Kevin?
What are we jumping around for today?
Have you ever heard of Hogwarts?
Yeah, I have, but it's a fictional book.
Will you let me?
Sure, do it. No, go. Yeah, sorry,
Kevin. Why is there a wizarding school if you don't need the know-how in order to use a magic stick?
Okay, well,
I can turn your logic against you in 2 seconds.
No, don't. He has a point.
No, he doesn't.
I'm saying,
because in that fictional world, there's very specific parameters on how to make magic travel through a wooden stick. You have to make it a really certain way. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, and the stick is magic.
It's like a rod. Well, I guess it didn't.
It's very magic.
He would have said wand if it looked like a wand.
You know what though? There's so many instances in Harry Potter where they just are like, we don't need a wand for this magic.
No, they explain that.
How?
There's just certain things that you can like the instant like teleportation. You don't need a wand for that.
How convenient.
Yeah.
How freaking convenient is that?
I feel like it was just a conduit, wasn't it?
What, the magic wand?
Yeah.
They were powerless without it.
Just makes it easier.
No, they're like, they can't do anything without their wand.
I think. Except some of them. Actually, Kevin raises an extra.
They're like,
point
unless
all of
we're
a sudden.
Flying a car, then we don't need a magic wand.
Well, that's
for
an
that.
Enchanted item. That's different.
We need a freaking wand to pick up a freaking feather. Yeah. We can't make a,
yeah,
a
because
freaking
I, because I'm
feather
not a master,
levitate.
I'm a noob. I just got here. It's my first day.
No,
let's
you sound
a feather.
Silly.
No.
I'm not even joking. That is a spell. The car had an enchantment on it. Those are two different things. Kevin, read the books, bud. Read them. And then come back to me.
It's been a long time.
I've never read them.
Yeah, you gotta. They're great.
I've never read the books.
He's weird. Spitting facts about Harry Potter. Man's never read the books.
You can make the car fly and the feather fly, but only with the stick for one of them?
What?
Ignorant.
What's the
ignorant.
Huh? What's the enchantment?
It's a flight enchantment. What's the enchantment? The car flies.
Flight?
Yes.
We have Wingardium Leviosa and then flight enchantment. No. I want to know.
Yeah, Houston,
you got me there.
You attended the School of Wizardry. What is the specific... I need to know the name
all
of the
All I know is there's a specific department for handling mundane
objects.
Well,
why is J.K.
enchanted?
Rowling including the levitation spell, but then she's like, yeah, this one is just...
I don't know. You think I know that?
No, that's why I asked.
I'm sure dude, people have dissected that universe down to its very core matter that I guarantee there's an answer out there. I guarantee it.
So moral of the story is
according
to the freaking experts over here, you don't need the wooden staff if and only if you're casting enchantment.
Whoa, 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 conduit.
No.
No, Sam. No conduit needed if you're casting enchantments
on things.
To place
the enchantment, you still need your wand.
Oh, fooey.
Fooey?
Where's the proof there? You have none.
I technically don't. You're right. I technically don't have proof about that. I've never seen an enchantment. That's too bad.
So who? Here's the question. Is Mosiah supposed to buy this wooden staff? Is it worth the 40 bones?
It depends. See, I feel like there's a lot of potential in the wooden staff. If he wanted to achieve that potential, he would need to buy it.
Yeah, I guess it really, like, in all honesty.
What potential? Like, the freaking, the next Harry actual Potter?
I'm raising my hand.
Wait, that phrasing made that way weird.
I'm raising my hand.
Okay, go.
In Harry Potter, when you get your wand, it speaks to you.
Okay.
Right? You feel it.
Mm-hmm.
This is exactly what happened.
He felt it.
Is that real?
So yeah. here's my hard truth bomb. Here comes a Huey truth bomb. Here they come. They're coming every episode from now on. If you really wanted this, $10 isn't hard to make. Make $10 and go get this GD stick.
Rake a freaking yard.
Rake a GD yard.
But I feel like maybe it's situational. But
it could be.
But
I'll give you that.
You don't typically go to antique stores. I haven't gone to one in my home place.
Yeah, they could have been on vacation.
Typically something you do when you're like, we're on vacation. What's going on? That place looks cool. Let's check it out.
Yeah, you take the initiative. How much do you, if you really, truly felt a magic connection to this item, you need to call the owner and be like, hey, I saw this. I have enough money. I want to buy it. Can I Venmo you? Can I do something? Can you ship this to me? I'll pay the shipping cost. You make it happen. If you want something, you have to get it.
You make that happen, Captain.
You make it happen, Captain.
Is it my turn to tell a story, or is it?
It's actually mine.
Is it Houston's?
Sam's been, Sam's been checked out since like episode 45.
Sam shared his stories.
all right, I've got a question. How is this possible? Could a ghost hacked my computer?
Yes.
A ghost could hack your computer.
It could. I woke up this morning when I checked my Amazon cart. There were items that I had never added and never would have added.
That's your significant other, buddy.
Stuff like construction tools worth thousands of dollars. I fell asleep last night while using my laptop, but it was closed. And when I woke up this morning, it was on my Amazon.
Uh-oh.
I live alone, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Thousands of dollars of construction equipment?
We've got a sleep shopper here. Could you imagine? Oof.
Well, that would
you
be,
go to sleep.
You'd have to lock everything
in your
down.
Sleep, you freaking unlock your phone and order thousands of dollars of construction parts because you're like in a dream. And then you wake up and you're like, oh no, I purchased these. And they're on their way.
What does the ghost in your house hope to build with these?
With these items.
Items. Tools.
Maybe.
Especially really expensive ones. What can a ghost need? What does a ghost need expensive tools for that it can't get done with
maybe
bad
he
tools?
Needs, maybe the ghost needs a house.
Houston, that was dumb.
That was dumb.
Wait, what was? What did he say?
I said, why? If a ghost needs something done, which is probably something nefarious, like murdering you, why does it need expensive tools rather than bad tools?
Why does anyone need expensive tools rather than bad ones?
Because they want their tools to last longer, but I'm telling you, with a ghost, it's probably going to be a one-time gig.
It's a
why?
It's a
okay.
quality thing.
Whoa! You have just assumed that number
you're right.
one...
You're right. Ghosts, I did the whole assume
ghosts
thing.
Just want to do bad stuff. And number two, that they only want to do it once. And that they can get away with it with Walmart great value purchases.
They want those tools to last.
No.
Okay, it's called the ghost.
Expensive tools.
The ghost is
like,
obviously bound to live in this guy's house because he's there.
Yeah.
And he wants to live elsewhere, but he doesn't have a house to live in.
Well, then why wouldn't he have ordered wood? Why wasn't there wood in the Amazon
because
cart?
He can go... He ordered an axe.
Oh, he can go? He can go get wood?
He ordered an axe, and he's going to go chop down the largest tree in the forest and make a house out of it with fine lumber.
So this might be an investment.
Fine,
if it's
fresh
truly,
lumber.
If it's truly a ghost...
Why did he just buy a house on Amazon? Why did he just buy a house on freaking... Because he wanted to make one, Houston. So he bought power tools. He bought power tools so he could live in a house that he can look up at and admire with a sense of craftsmanship.
I would just...
And moxie.
Be wary or pay attention to how you feel during the day. Like if you sleep 8 hours and you wake up more tired than when you did feel when you went to bed, I would say that you're probably being possessed in the night. And he's probably using your body to build a house. In the middle of the night.
Oof.
So
if you find maybe...
A finger lost
or maybe a nail through your finger or your foot, and you're like,
Who gets a nail through their finger?
Somebody,
it can happen.
A nail gun, maybe?
Or like if your hand's on the back of the wood, it can happen.
All right. Okay.
Do you think if you called an exorcist to come take care of this, do you think he'd take one look at the computer and just say... You got to buy these tools. He's clearly not going anywhere until you buy these tools if he's putting them in your cart every night. How does a ghost have the capability to guess your...
Wait, is it every night? Is he like removing these items from his cart and then...
Nope, just this morning. Just this morning.
Okay, so you literally slept on your phone funny and now you're like worried about a ghost?
Good thing you don't have your credit stuff saved in there. That would suck. this guy commented and said, strange that you mentioned that, as it happened to me a few weeks ago. I made a purchase from Amazon and was told I now have 3 purchases in my basket. The other 2 were a teddy bear and a hardback book. I have nobody to buy a teddy bear for, and I have never heard of the gardening book. I hate gardening. I wondered if this was a big glitch.
Whoa.
But those items in my basket because I didn't.
Can I just point out that Amazon has made such a great name for itself that when something goes wrong on the website, people are blaming ghosts before they're blaming Amazon.
It's true.
It's like, oh, I ordered one thing and now I'm getting three things, I'm not going to call customer service. I'm going to call it an exorcist. Because Amazon doesn't make that mistake.
Amazon can do no wrong.
So that's what I'm thinking, is that Amazon just kind of, you know, it just wigged out. It could have been your freaking phone. Just glitched.
More likely than a ghost who's into construction is an Amazon account that's been hacked. Change your password. Thanks, Anonymous. Thank you. Someone else just said you were talking to Alexa in your sleep. That was from Mismatched Tube Socks.
Alexa. Buy me a bunch of power tools I don't need.
Buy me the most expensive Alexa, hammer you can find on Amazon.com.
Alexa, I need a DeWalt 350 hertz power saw. Tomorrow.
Sign me up for Prime. Sign me up for Prime.
Amazon, give Jeff Bezos all of my money. I think that's going to do it. You were looking at your phone.
How much time do we have? I've only shared one.
Go, just go.
One story. Does anyone know why my Guatemalan dream catcher dolls are appearing in the center of my room when I wake up?
On the floor or floating?
Well, freaking, I think it's just on the floor. If it was floating, I don't think they would have
got
the post.
Sounds to me like they're catching dreams.
That's what I was just going to say. It sounds like you got some good, good dream catchers. Wait, but why are they on the floor? Whose dreams are floating up from under the floor? Uh-oh.
Maybe they're really heavy dreams.
So Oof. They're falling off your bed and rolling into the middle of the floor?
Well, your dreams just take up the space of the room. And so maybe they're just getting to a good vantage point where they can...
I'm sure there's an actual explanation to this. In fact, I guarantee there is. But I know that Native Americans are the originators of dream catchers, right? Isn't that true?
I don't know if there are multiple.
I'm pretty sure that's the case. Why
would you be pretty sure about that?
I feel like I read that, or like in school, like we learned about dream catchers coming from like Native America. I think.
I have a question that has to do with this story and also the last one.
Oh. A callback.
What? Is it possible to do something totally erratic in your sleep and then never do anything like that ever again?
Yes.
Because if that is possible, if that's not like a guaranteed like pattern, then there is so much crap. Like, even though I haven't, like, at least according to my knowledge, done anything like super crazy like that in my sleep, there could be one day where I wake up and my house is just completely flipped upside down or whatever, and I go, I don't know what happened. It must have been a ghost. and then I'm like, well, let's put up a camera or something to see if Kevin's doing things in his sleep, and then I never do it again. And then I would have to chalk it up to paranormal activity, even though it was just me doing something in my sleep one time.
Maybe.
Let's say that this guy just gets up, puts his Guatemalan dolls in the middle of the room, and then he brings a camera in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they are. Guatemalan dolls. Guatemalan dream catcher dolls.
There's dolls that do it?
I don't know.
I think they do.
I've only seen the nets.
Like Kung Fu. And they like...
Bull honky.
What?
You're making that
They're
up.
Dolls. And they like fight.
They're action figures. Yeah. My dream catcher action... My dream fighters.
Finish your thought, Kevin.
They fight those bad dreams.
So he gets up and he gets all his Guatemalan dolls. He puts them in the middle of the room in his sleep, and then he never does it again. How are you gonna convince yourself that that wasn't a ghost? I'm gonna put up a camera to make sure that I'm not the one doing this.
But then
you never do it. You're like, well, what would you do? What would you say that you personally would you say? This is more likely that I just woke up and did this in my sleep, or it's more likely that a ghost did this,
See,
or that they did this.
I don't agree, because I Houston, have had one sleep paralysis experience where I woke up, could move my eyes around, but could not move my body, and it was freaking crazy. I didn't see any figures or anything like people usually do, but it's never happened again, and I don't think it was a ghost. Maybe it was a ghost. Uh-oh.
You see where this is going?
No, it wasn't a freaking ghost. It was just a weird thing that happened.
Kevin,
but how do you know that?
Kevin, I just want to commend you for having a good idea and then presenting it as such.
Thank you. It's hard for me sometimes.
You've done a very good job.
He has had two tries at that this episode, and one went very well.
He struggled a little the first time.
No, we're not talking about the other one.
He's really brought things around and shown progress.
I kind of want to go back to the Dream Fighters thing. Do you think you could hire someone to do that? Maybe like hold a dream catcher and then just like stand there menacingly over you.
That has to be a thing because if they're
already...
I'm not
talking action figures. I'm talking a man.
If they're
to stand over me and fight my dreams if things go wary.
Like the BFG?
Hire the BFG to
the BFG
beat up your
except
dreams.
A luchador
yes.
That doesn't
exactly
that doesn't suck your dreams up and collects them. He just body slams them.
If you start tossing and turning, he just full on body slams you in your sleep. Sorry, looked like you were going through it. I didn't want you to go have to be in that nightmare any longer.
I saw that dream and whew, it looked rough.
Thank you guys for listening. We're just over an hour now. Thank you. We love you. I have to apologize real quick. I've had some like weird, I haven't been streaming lately and I've been getting some messages about that and I apologize about that, but I've had some miscellaneous medical stuff. It's no big deal, but I've been pretty low energy for a minute. So that'll happen again soon. I just literally have had no desire to do so. So that'll be happening again real soon. So don't worry about that.
The MagoriaCast@gmail.com.
Phantasmacast for Instagram. Go check out the art that we posted 2 weeks ago. It's still just awesome. It's a sensei spooky. It's amazing. And life is only as spooky as you make it.